A lot of farmers justify that, especially at the end of the year, by saying, oh, I don't want to pay taxes, so I need to buy some new equipment and I can depreciate it and I can save taxes. And that's really putting the cart before the horse.
Austin Pfeiffer, associate attorney with Ag and Business Legal Strategies in Iowa, says making an expensive purchase as a tax haven is probably not the best strategy.
From a business perspective, is this purchase going to make my business better? Is it going to make me more money? Is it going to save me on equipment costs or labor costs or repair costs? Or am I just buying it because I want the newest, fanciest tractor?
So Pfeiffer recommends that the first step be to make sure your purchase makes good business sense.
You've got money in the bank and that's how you want to spend it. More power to you. Most of the clients who end up in here, they're buying these things on credit and they're trying to take a big tax deduction and they think that all makes sense, but then they're stuck with big payments for the next who knows how many years. And if it's not helping you make money, then it's just drag.
And you should certainly reach out to your attorney or tax advisor to discuss the best options for you and your farm. I'm Eric Pfeiffer.